We've been hearing reports all morning long that the president plans to nominate Bronx native Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the United States Supreme Court. There is already buzz among many within the Latino community about the potentially historic nature of this nomination. Joining us now to tell us more is Angelo Falcone. He's the president of the National Institute for Latino Policy, which is based right here in New York. Mr. Falcone, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, how do you know Judge Sotomayor? I understand she's quite active in the Latino community, especially here in New York.
Well, for a judge, she's very accessible and has been very supportive of many causes in the community and has made herself available to speak before different Latino groups, especially with young people, to basically serve as an important role model. So for a federal judge, she's been extraordinary in that regard, in terms of her accessibility to not just the Latino community, but I think to all communities.
And if this nomination goes through and she does become a justice of the Supreme Court, what will that mean for the Latino community?
Well, listen, one of the things that was great when we heard her name mentioned is that, first, whether she's Latina or not Latina, she was definitely one of the most qualified persons for this position of all the candidates. So we're very proud of that. The fact that she's a Latina, a Puerto Rican, is a plus, I think, for the Supreme Court, because it really increases the diversity of the court and the diversity of the views of the court. As a Puerto Rican today, I'm a very, very proud Puerto Rican, and I can't wait till the Puerto Rican Day Parade a couple of weeks from now. Let's see what happens there. You have a lot of excited Latinos.
What are some of the issues that you think that she's passionate about?
Well, you know, the thing about her is that I think she's very judicious in her thinking and in her decisions. And I think it's very hard to categorize her in that sense. The kinds of decisions she's made have been in all sorts of areas, from settling a baseball strike to all sorts of different types of issues having to do with abortion, having to do with employment discrimination. And on each one, I think one of the things that's a hallmark is she calls these issues not from an ideological basis, but I think she calls them on the facts, and I think that's what's going to be very important about her nomination.
She did in that New York Yankees case during the baseball strike. She did come down on the side of labor, right?
Yeah, she found that basically the managers were practicing unfair labor practices, and she came down on the side of labor and ended this 18-week strike. And and of course everybody knows, of course, that baseball managers practice unfair labor practices. Everybody knows that.
Now, there was a recent article by Jeff Rosen in the New Republic which ruffled some feathers because it describes Sotomayor particularly temperamental and difficult. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
No, I mean, that article has no credibility. I mean, at the very end of the article, the guy who wrote it basically said, look, I really don't know very much about this woman. That was basically just a political hit by some people on the right. I think it was a no consequence. In fact, I'm sad it's even people even talking about that article.
Well, I assume it probably will come up now, but back in 2001, when you were with the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, you wrote a report on the need for more Hispanic judges. What do you find, and how is the significance of this appointment, particularly to the city's Puerto Rican community, important right now today?
Well, I mean, the name of the study was Opening the Courthouse Doors, and basically, I think this really tells the Latino community that we are being taken seriously as a part of the society, and I think it tells the Latino community that the legal system is something that can work for you, and someone, you can have someone on the inside that at least understands, comes from your experience. But at the same time, I think it says that the Latino experience is something that's part of an American experience, and so Sotomayor, I think, as part of the kind of American mosaic that we have, that we all exist in, is going to be able to bring that part of it into the highest court of the land. And I think that's a good message, I think, for all Americans.
Okay, Angelo Falcone is the president of the National Institute for Latino Policy, based right here in New York. Angelo, thanks so much for joining us on The Takeaway.
My pleasure.